We welcome an old friend back to Sports Authority Studios. It's defensive line coach Brendan Daly. Once a Vikings coach and you went away from us and now you come back. We didn't even have this studio when you were here the first time.
No, there have been a handful of changes, but it's fun to come back and see the renovations.
Yeah, it's a good spot. It's good to have you back, man. Welcome back. Jared Allen, best defensive lineman in the NFL. You come back to this team and he's still here. Jared was here your first stint here for 1 year maybe?
One season, yeah.
What's it going to be like to coach Jared Allen?
You know what? I'm excited about it. He's such a fun guy to be around and the thing that you enjoy about Jared is his competitiveness and then also his intelligence and his football IQ. He's such a smart player. He understands what you're asking him to do. He knows how to study tape. He's great to have conversation with during the game, in the game planning process. All of that interaction with him is fantastic.
Let's go to the other side of the defensive line, the left defensive end, and I want to know what you think or how you characterize that spot. We have an incumbent starter in Brian Robinson,
yeah,
a high motor player, high energy player coming off the edge and rushing. But we have Everson Griffin, a young kid who you weren't here last year, but they experimented with him at linebacker a little bit.
Right.
So how do you characterize that situation? Is that something that B-Rob has, or is that something you want him to battle and earn?
Everyone understands that in this league you're always going to compete. Mm-hmm. And you're always going to compete for your position, and it doesn't matter if you're a 12-year veteran who's been to 12 Pro Bowls, you're still going to compete for your job, i.e. Peyton Manning.
Okay.
So I think that's always a situation that people understand. That being said, B-Rob has done a fantastic job in terms of his evolution as a player and where he's come from the time he came into this organization to where he is now and continues to improve himself each and every day. So I think he's earned the right to have that position. I think he's certainly capable of handling that position, although Everson is very much a qualified individual as well.
But after those guys, when you look down the depth chart and down the roster, Nick Reed, DeAndre Reed, Lattimore, Owosu, how do you feel about your depth there? Do you feel comfortable with those guys competing to provide depth along the defensive line, specifically at defensive end?
Yeah, very much so, actually. We've kind of played around with DeAndre a little bit and doing some versatility things to try and give him a role to get on the field because he's got a unique skill set as well. Nick Reed has kind of been an interesting and pleasant guy to work with here through the offseason. Kind of bounced around a little bit, but has some athletic ability and some pass rush about him. And then Ernest Owosu and Eric Lattimore, two young guys that are just kind of getting involved and learning the game a little bit, but both interesting young prospects. So I feel really good about the depth of that group, and we got some excellent competition going through training camp.
Let's slide inside defensive tackle. We have the big ticket, Kevin Williams. Why can he still play at such a high level? I mean, he's been in the league for a long time, and you're familiar with him, right, from Oklahoma State?
Yeah.
You guys were there together.
Yeah, we were there for a couple of years. I was on the defensive side just 1 year, his senior year, where he had a phenomenal season. Mm-hmm. And then worked with him for 3 years here when I was here previously. And, Kevin has always been a gifted athlete. He's been a very good football player for a long time. He does a lot of the little things well. He understands the game, and he's learned how to take care of his body, and he's been able to stay healthy, and he's also a very competitive individual.
He's one half of the Williams wall. The other half isn't here anymore. We don't have Pat. That big run stuffing, would you call a nose tackle? Is it a nose tackle
Absolutely.
In our scheme?
Okay. Yeah, it's a nose. Yeah.
So what are you going to do there? I know you got guys competing for it, but tell us what's going to happen on the other side of Kevin.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds. LaTroy Guyon is back, and LaTroy's a guy who has had some flashes of great play throughout his time here, and he's going to have an opportunity to come along and win a job and become a full-time starter if he can do that. Fred Evans is another guy who's kind of battled and done some good things and been a valuable guy. Going to have an opportunity to step up and see what he can do as well. Be interesting to see how that plays out. And there's a handful of young rookies that are involved in this mix as well that are going to be interesting to see how they develop and come around.
Talk about versatility. I want to bring up two guys who I think have that. And we'll start with the veteran of the two, and that's Christian Ballard, number 99. We get him out of Iowa, drafted him a couple years ago. I don't want to say tweener because a lot of people would take that as disrespect, but where is he? Is he a guy who plays behind Kevin Williams, or is he a guy who can challenge to start that other D-tackle spot?
He is a guy who's got another unique skill set, and he has some play flexibility to move outside and play in, to play inside at tackle. We've kind of settled him down a little bit inside at the three technique spot through the off season here and let him kind of stick at one spot and get comfortable and let him develop and see if he can get good and become a viable rotational guy and consistent performer for us in there, and may even swing in some of the sub situations and play some nose. And he's proven through this offseason that he is more than a capable pass rush guy inside there.
The other guy is Trevor Guyton. We get him in the seventh round of this year's draft. Now, Trevor, I'm not going to go and compare him to these players yet because he was a seventh round pick, but he played behind a couple pretty good players at Cal, right?
Yeah.
Cameron Jordan, who went in the first round of the Saints, and then the year before that, Tyson Alualu, who went to Jacksonville.
Yeah.
So what do you have in Trevor Guyton, do you think?
Well, you know, Trevor comes out of a great program and had an excellent position coach in Coach Tosh there at University of California. And you see a guy who's very football smart, who has some instincts, may not have elite athletic ability, but it's interesting. You see him getting better every time he goes out on the practice field. He is extremely coachable. He does exactly what he's asked to do and continues to get better each and every day, which it's going to be interesting to see how far he'll be able to come.